One September weekend each year, you can count on about 20 to 25,000 people to an attend event in central Minnesota that began with just a few folks getting together to swap stories and display some items of importance to them. Turns out, a lot of others were interested too. We go along as well on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Well, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on in the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It all began back in 1975.
It started out as just kind of a neighborhood threshing bee, and through the years, the membership has amassed to over 500 members. A lot of those members bring their antiquated pieces in, whether it's farm machinery or domestic, and they have them on display during our show.
As Greg Fuchs shares, you'll find a lot of items at Albany Pioneer Days each fall. This year, held September 14th through the 17th.
Thousands of pieces of equipment ranging from domestic washing machines, old iron displays, things that you would find in the workaday home, whether it was in town or on the farm, all the way up to a very expansive printing display.
Of course, there are plenty of tractors here each year as well.
Steam engines, both traction and stationary. When it comes to tractors on display, we probably have in excess of 400 and gas engines, which a lot of come into the show by the exhibitors. We probably have over 500.
Tom Skidlarik shares they've been able to build and acquire over 70 buildings that also create an old-time village on the grounds.
So we've got a main street that goes through the show. And on that main street, you've got the general store, you've got the saloon, you've got the cafe, you've got a telephone building,
a post office.
But we've really only told you about half of what there is to see here. It's quite amazing what has been collected over time. Truly some items that you'd be hard-pressed to find, at least in this quantity, anywhere else. I'll reveal some of those unique pieces of history next time as we travel the countryside in Albany, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McRae.